one man who's hoping that those figures will continue on day two is NRL legend Billy Slater, who is now becoming a Leviathan horse breeder, and he's got a Redoute's Choice going through the ring today. Billy, good morning. Great to chat to you.
Yeah, exciting times up here, Michael, for us. Got obviously a little colt going through later on today, and just good to be up here, actually. We didn't know whether we were going to be able to get up to Queensland with everything going on, but the Magic Millions have done a great job to put all these things in place to make sure that it's COVID safe, and good to get the sale underway yesterday.
And it was good to see you out at the traditional barrier draw yesterday, riding along the beach. What's that like for you every year when you get to ride along the sand on the Gold Coast?
Yeah, it's great fun. Look, you know, get the opportunity to gallop a horse along the beach, especially with the backdrop of, you know, surface paradise and the ocean and all that. It's certainly something that to look forward to. And we've got the barrier draw underway. We've got the race day on Saturday. So it's a little bit different this year. We obviously don't have the polo and a lot of the glitz and glamour, but like I said before, they've done a great job to ensure that they've got the sale underway and the race day, and then that's the core business of the Magic Millions, to create a platform for vendors and buyers to fill their stables.
You've done so much in your career, Billy, and so many clutch moments, massive games. Do you get almost more nervous when a horse that you've reared walks into the rings, the ring, than what you would on a grand final?
Well, the difference there, Michael, is I've got control when I'm playing. Yeah. I've got no control of this one. So, look, he's a nice colt. He's been bred by us, grown out at our farm, and look, he's a part of the family. You know, the kids have been feeding him morning and night, and we give him a bit of education before he went up to Arrowfield for the yearling preparation, and he's developed into a really nice colt. So, look, we hope he just goes to a good home, gets every opportunity to be successful in the racing stable, and we'll certainly follow his career nice and closely.
So he's a Redoute out of Innishowen, who we know was trained by the Freedies, won a couple of races at Flemington as well. And having a look at some of your social media posts from Slater Thoroughbreds, watching him grow, he is just like a pet for the family, isn't he? So it must almost be a little tough for the kids watching. Is it Bobby you've nicknamed him, go through the ring?
Yeah, that's him. That's him, yeah. Look, he's our only foal who's our last year. And like I said, he's been the first foal that we've grown out of our farm, so... a really nice cross in Costa Delago, Redoute's Choice, and he's also got Last Tycoon blood in him as well. So, look, you try and give yourself every chance by mating with things that have worked in the past, and this mating has certainly shown us that.
You've made the big investment. You've got your own farm. How are you enjoying getting into the breeding game, learning about it, and the rearing of the animals?
Yeah, well, there's so much to know. You can always continue learning about, you know, whether it's the pedigrees or the physical. So, you know, obviously still learning that part of things. But I just love the horses, Michael. That's probably the passion that's driven me down this road. And I've always, you know, loved the horses. My wife and I grew up riding horses together. And now we live on a farm, and you know, we feed the horses in the morning and afternoon, and the kids have got a few ponies and that sort of stuff. So it's a great way to grow up, and it's a great lifestyle.
Is the plan to get bigger?
Not too much bigger. It costs a lot of money, the old breeding game. But, just want to stay nice and small. And when we do present a yearling at the sales, you know, ensure that, you know, we've done all the work to present a nice quality individual. So... That's our plan to make sure that we've got quality rather than quantity. And we've just got two mares at the moment, and you know, they're nice mares. We've got a Street Cry mare that's a half sister to two Group One winners. So, you know, really positive signs for the future.
I spoke to Stephen Irwin yesterday, who was the yearling manager at Arrowfield, who you'd know well. And I said, have you got some highlights of the lots this year? And he picked yours out. He said, I really like this lot 402, the Redoute's Choice in his show. And so, what are the expectations heading into the ring today?
Yeah, you're never quite sure. Obviously, everyone holds their cards pretty close to their chest, but you know, he's been viewed, you know, near on 200 views, and I think a lot of people viewed the yearlings at the farm because they were just a bit uncertain, you know, whether we were going to get a sale and it was going to go online. But look, everything points in the right direction. And at the end of the day, he sells himself. He's a nice little individual, and he's by a champion side, and I'm not making any more of. So that makes him a little bit unique. But at the end of the day, until he goes into that ring, we're just a little bit unsure on where he's going to sit.
So the breeding empire is going well. Have you got shares in any? Are you racing any at the moment?
We kept a little share of this guy's half-brother, Kieran Mars, got in by with Juan Gina. And, he's a nice colt, just taking a little bit of time. But, the aim is to breed and on-sell. And when you're in the breeding game, you're obviously very interested in the progeny that you do sell because you own the mares and their siblings. So, the whole idea is to on-sell them to trainers and owners that want to enjoy the entertainment of racing, and if we keep a little share here and there, we'll, so be it. But we haven't got too many horses going around at the moment.
You're pretty busy outside of the breeding game as well. Are you still doing some stuff with the Saints?
That sort of was a little bit hard last year with all the COVID stuff. The boys relocated up to Queensland, and they had a fantastic year and really enjoyed my time at the Saints over the last couple of seasons. Really good people, and they work really hard. So do a bit of that, do a bit of stuff down at the Melbourne Storm, and also with my Channel 9 commentary work as well. So, pretty busy, but had a bit of time off through the COVID shutdown in 2020, and hopefully everything can run a little bit more smoothly in 2021. And I think everyone's in the same boat there. We all sort of had a little bit of time off and probably a little bit of time to reset and reevaluate where you're all at and spend a bit of time with your family as well.
Well, Billy, good luck today. What time, 4:02, is it due to roughly get through the ring?
Yeah, I think he's about in the last 10 lots, so it won't be until about 5 or 5:30 this afternoon, so it's a long wait for me. It's like an origin day. I've got to wait all day to get the result, but hopefully it's all worth it. I look forward to seeing him go through the ring.
Well, mate, best of luck. We might catch up if you get a good result tomorrow as well. And make sure they've got a camera on you, maybe even a microphone. I'd love to hear you in the throngs of the pressure.
I'll be somewhere.
Good luck today, Billy.
Thanks, Michael. Cheers.